Well, let's switch our focus now to Europe and the man who helps us to understand what's going on there, Dr. Rob Congdon. He's back from Germany. Did you have a good trip into Germany and some great conferences, Rob?
Oh, we had a great trip. Excellent conferences. People are really interested in knowing God's Word, and especially how prophecy seems to be unfolding, or better yet, the setting the stage. So very good response, and we saw some people saved, so it was very exciting.
Well, praise the Lord for your conference ministry there and for Journey's Mercies for you as well, but glad to have you back in the States. Berlusconi, who is the president of Italy, had a state visit this week in Israel. He addressed the Israeli Knesset, Rob. And in that address to the Israeli Knesset, he made this statement. His dream is to have Israel as a member state in the European Union. I talked to Dave Dolan about that. He said that Prime Minister Netanyahu had suggested that they would be very much interested in that. Is that a possibility? And why in the world would Berlusconi want Israel in the European Union?
Well, I think it's important. I think what Berlusconi is trying to do is raise the awareness of the importance of Italy and specifically Rome in the history of Europe, and he's linking that to Israel. And of course, we know they are linked together. And he's stressing that what is a European country is one that has that historical link also to Europe. And so basically what he's saying is that he thinks it's time. I think he's trying to reassert the importance of Italy within the European Union, and he's tying it into Israel because Israel is important to the European Union, and so he can gain, Israel can gain, and he kind of likes the idea of drawing on history.
And I would imagine by doing what he did in Jerusalem, it takes the focus of some of his domestic problems off of the president of Italy as well.
Oh, absolutely. There are domestic problems. In fact, Italy is not only growing in terms of his own personal problems of Italy, but economically, as part of the overall problems, that's growing. So it does. But it also, you can't avoid the fact that he drew attention, being a former one of the rotating presidents of the European Council, has come to Israel, has spoken positively of Israel's role in the EU. So, yes, political gain certainly, but it does give an endorsement that has still some value within Europe as a whole.
You talked about Italy having some problems economically. They're not the only one. Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy, all in the Eurozone. And they're in a debt crisis, basically. First of all, define what is the Eurozone. That's not the same as the 27 member states, is it?
That's correct. It is not the same. The Eurozone are the 16 European countries within the European Union that are using the euro as their currency. Now, others have defined it a little differently, and I think in some ways you'll see this is important too. If we add countries that are actually using the euro but not officially part of the Eurozone, it jumps up to about 33 countries. So we're talking about quite a number of countries in the world that are using the euro. However, the key is the true 16 countries within the European Union. They are controlled by the European Central Bank, are connected to it, and therefore there are strict regulations that can be applied to those 16, where the other ones, can get away with more, if you will.
Well, but these states, we're talking about Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy, they're all member states of the European Union. Does this not become then a political problem and somewhat of a test for the European Union? Can they bring this economic crisis under control?
Right. It really is a test of the EU and specifically the Eurozone leadership, which includes a name we've mentioned before, is Juncker, who is Prime Minister of Luxembourg. He is over the group, and it is important to them. The big problem over there is that Greece has pushed itself into a position where its debt and its ability to ever pay it off is getting worse by each day. And the other countries that you have mentioned have the same growing problem. So the EU has to deal with this, because if they can't control this economics, we're going to see another recession for Europe, which they don't want. And as we saw just this week with our own stock market, it does heavily affect the United States. So they have to get control. They have to show they have the power to control it. And they've been very critical of the United States. So they're in the position now at the beginning of a new problem where they could deal with it and say, see, we knew how to do it.
I'm going to ask you this question about President Obama canceling a visit to the European Union summit that was to take place later this year in Spain. And I think because of that, they call the whole summit off. What's happening there?
Well, I think there's two things involved in this. One is the excuse is just what we discussed, I think it was just last week, that we've got a lot of presidents in charge of the EU. We have a president of the Commission. We have a president of the Council. We have a rotating president of the Council. And the U.S. simply said, look, it's too confusing. We don't know who we're really talking to and who's representing the EU. We're not going to come. That even gives more impetus to the EU to have the single voice and start speaking with a single voice. But I also think it solves a problem for President Obama. He doesn't have to go and come back achieving nothing. And we can't help but see that in the last year he's been somewhat embarrassed by his trips to Europe. This was a nice excuse and suggests that his government is in control, but Europe is not. So I think it serves him very well politically to not go. And it's viewed in Europe as a snub. And one more added to it, President Sarkozy is now starting to speak out against the president, saying that he's a lightweight. So I think it's going to backfire in the long run on him. But that's why he's doing it, I think. And we'll just see what happens in future meetings.
Well, actually, this is all setting up an opportunity for the European Union to become more powerful, especially if they get under that single leadership to take them into the future.
That's right. As they coordinate and work out what is the real power structure of the EU, which I think they're going to be doing, we're going to see this in the next 6 months because they're moving fast to define it. Once they do, the rest of the world's countries are going to look and say, well, you know, I think the real leader of the world coming up on the stage is the European Union, and the United States is confused. So I think if you take the financial crisis that Europe is dealing with, as they pull that together, and believe me, they will. They're not going to let Greece go bankrupt. They will pull it together as this political leadership shows a single voice and a single diplomacy through its foreign secretary. The U.S. can't help but look weaker on the world stage.
Dr. Rob Congdon, he's a man who has been just recently, last week, in Europe, and he's on our broadcast weekly for the purpose of helping us to understand what's happening in the European Union and in the entire continent of Europe and the power that they are becoming in the geopolitical activities of this world. Rob, always a joy to talk to you, my dear friend. Glad you got back safe. Glad to have you home. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it then. Lord bless.